You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrat. Coming up, we'll learn how a Packers fan is using a new version of a 30-year-old video game as a way to cope with a disappointing 2017 season. Right now, four families that rent houses near the future site of the Foxconn manufacturing plant were recently served with eviction notices in order to make way for the technology company to buy the properties. The deadline to move out has been extended, in part by the request of Foxconn, but renters still face the challenge of finding a new home by the end of March. Rick Rommel is a business reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been following this story. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Rick, before we get to the families themselves, let's get to the where, because this is not on the site of the Foxconn plant itself, right?
You are absolutely right. It's like right next door to where the Foxconn plant is going to be.
And do we know why Foxconn is looking for this extra land outside of the main facility?
Rob, I was hoping you could tell me, because I haven't figured it out yet. No, we don't, and it's a very interesting question. This site in the village of Mount Pleasant, Racine County. It's a huge site, the Foxconn site, and it's sort of broken into three areas. But all told, those three areas, I think they cover about 2,900 acres. It's I don't know, 4 square miles or something like that. It's immense, and this is about 1,200 of those acres are where Foxconn intends to build its massive factory proper, and then the other 1,800 acres is for expansion, construction staging, things like that, and perhaps development by companies that would want to be close to Foxconn because they would be supplying Foxconn with glass or copper wire or whatever the case might be. So why Foxconn would want another 100 or so acres kind of just kitty-corner from where the main plant site will be is kind of mysterious. And as a matter of fact, not only have they contracted to buy that land, but they recently actually purchased a parcel in Kenosha County about 4 or 5 miles south of the plant site. And I think that was 160 acres. Don't hold me to that, but it was moderately sized parcel. And again, we don't know why they want that land. I have asked, of course, but the company isn't saying so far.
And let's get to the families, four families on these properties near the main Foxconn site. Originally told, it sounds like they'd need to be out within a month. What did they hear and what did they find out?
Yeah, so you've got four homes, rented homes, three on property owned by one landlord and the fourth home on property owned by a second landlord. So it's two different landlords. All four members of all four of the families said basically the same thing happened to each one of them. Sometime during the afternoon on, I forget what the exact date was, January, I should have the story in front of me. In fact, I'll try to get it up so I can be a little more precise. On this one afternoon, mid-afternoon, from maybe 12:30, and then most of the other ones were later, 3, 4 in the afternoon, they all got notified that they had to leave by January 31st. And it was... it was exactly 28 days from the time that they got these notices. They had to be out exactly 28 days after the date of these notices. I think it was January 4th, and which is that's the minimum time allowed to evict someone under state law. And this kind of came out of nowhere. They didn't know what was going on, of course they were kind of upset by that. One woman had rented there for 7 years or something with her family, and it's the middle of winter. housing is getting a little tight, I guess, that by the account of these folks anyway. They didn't know what they were going to do. We heard about it, started talking to folks, and when I connected with Foxconn, they actually responded really quickly said, we didn't realize that this was creating such problems. We are going to work as best we can to ensure that these people can stay for at least 90 days. So, they were. You got to give Foxconn credit here. They were ready to jump in and help these folks out. Why everyone got their notices at the same time from two different landlords is, somewhat of a question. One of the landlords, the one who would speak to me, said he had been directed by Foxconn to serve this notice, and then subsequently directed by a real estate company that has been accumulating land in the general area that ultimately would be dedicated to the Foxconn project. And he said he was told, you have to do this today, you have to witness it. And that's what he did. So he did that, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on January 4th, if that was indeed the date. And a representative of the other landlord served the same kind of notice on his three tenants.
Talking to Rick Rommel from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Foxconn and some evictions related to land the company is ultimately purchasing, not in the direct plant itself. So as you're saying, Foxconn stepped in, gave an extension. You talked to one of the people being evicted, Veronica Roussette, and here's some audio from the Journal Sentinel website.
It's a relief to know that we don't have to rush to jump into a new place, especially if we need the time to save up for deposits and adjust our payments because nothing seems to be in our price range at the moment. There's not a lot of things that are available. So we're also hoping that more will open up by then as well.
So an extra couple months on the deadline. Is that the story you're hearing from other people who are being evicted but not quite as soon as January 31st?
Correct. As far as I know, everybody is getting the same offer here. Now, whether that I talked with Veronica yesterday, and she hadn't had any more contact from her landlord or from Foxconn since the story came out. But I don't read too much into that. The land is still owned by these two individuals. Foxconn has not yet purchased it. But I would think that, ultimately Foxconn will call the shots here if they want these people to be allowed to stay for another 3 months. I would think they'd be able to do that. I guess I shouldn't presume, but it just seems logical to me. They're the ones, they've contracted to buy the land. They have a deal, according to this, one of the landowners. It is a firm contract to purchase. And he has a firm contract. He said, I have to sell, they have to buy. So according to him, it's all cast in stone. It could just be they're waiting to get everything lined up the way they want, and then they'll tell the folks, you can stay. Don't worry about it. Why there would be such urgency to get the land vacated, I have no idea. And perhaps there really is none, but that someone who was working on the land purchases at a lower level may have thought, well, we've got to get this done by such and such a deadline. I'm speculating on that. I have the company, while they did get back to me really, really quite promptly, they don't share that level of detail with a reporter.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today, and we'll keep an eye on your reporting.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Rick Rommel, business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He shared the latest on four families in Sturtevant being evicted as Foxconn prepares to buy the properties they're currently renting.